Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
How to find your Twitter friends on Threads. Want to reconnect with people and grow your clout on Threads? Here are a few tips to help you get started by Reese Rogers. So what if you had a billion followers on Twitter? Meta's new app, Threads, is rapidly growing with 70 million signups in the first couple of days, according to a tweet. Thread post from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. While the vibe on Threads is not for everyone, lots of brands, extremely Facebook, it can be fun to start over and try a new social media app at the same time as millions of other users. Will Threads actually kill Twitter? Well, first, the apps are not humans, so no one's dying around here. Second, the Threads app comes from the same company that went all in for the metaverse. So let's wait a bit before making any big longevity claims. Whether or not Threads sticks around, millions of early adopters are busy at work posting self-referential memes and hustling for followers on the new app. Want to reconnect with people you interacted with on Twitter and do just a bit of clout chasing? Here's a few tips to help you get started rebuilding your social media following on the Threads app, Android, Apple. Cross-post multiple times. Okay, this sounds a little desperate, but it's probably one of the best ways to stay in touch with your Twitter friends. Tweet a couple of times about signing up for Threads, and share the new handle where your friends can find you, if it's different. Don't be afraid to use memes and humor, as well as more straightforward, please. Link your Instagram. Hear me out. Even though the following you built on Instagram is likely way different than the people you enjoy on Twitter, many early adopters with big followings on Threads are bringing their community and blue checkmark over from Instagram, which is owned by Meta. If you follow friends on Instagram, when you sign up for Threads, you'll get the option to follow all of your Instagram friends if they have Threads accounts. And if they don't have one now, you can auto-follow them if they create one later. Before you do this, know that once the accounts are connected, you are not able to fully delete your Threads account without nuking your Insta as well. It's something the company may change in the future, but this is how it's currently set up. If you use your Instagram account but don't choose to follow the same people on Threads during the signup process, it's possible to find that option again. Tap on your profile and then your follower count. After that, swipe over to the following tab. At the top of the screen, tap See All to find people you know from Instagram. Keep your account public. If you want to keep your account more low-key, it's possible to change the posts to private by going to your profile, tapping on the two lines in the top right corner, choosing privacy, and then toggling the private profile option to the right. For those who want to grow accounts beyond their immediate friend group, keeping your account set to public is the only way for posts to end up in the algorithmic feed. Public or private, keep in mind that Meta collects personal information whenever you use the app. Reuse your best bits. Yes, you may want to carve out a new online persona for Threads, but don't be afraid to reuse some of your previous photos, jokes, and topics of discussion. As you figure out what kind of posts help build up the following you're looking for on Threads, experiment by putting a little twist on what's worked for you in the past. Post and post and post. Don't overthink it. If you are having a good time on Threads and want to attract more of a following, keep those posts flowing. Don't be afraid to reply to posts that make you laugh or share something insightful. The party's just starting, and users may be open to making new connections. They likely want to grow their following just like you. Worried that you're spending too much time on the app? Visit your profile and tap on the two lines in the top right corner. Go to Account, then take a break. Threads can remind you to go touch grass after every 10, 20, or 30 consecutive minutes you spend on the social media app. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.